This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start this day, let's start it with a quietness in our hearts that says, God, do you have something to say to me in my life? Do you know, it's by listening that you hear the voice of God in your heart and life. If you've never really heard the voice of God or know what it is to have a relationship with God, let me encourage you to begin to investigate God and the things of God. Buy a Bible. Start to read it. Let God speak to you. You need to learn to listen to God. God is the one who is the source of all life. He is the one who can bring your life together and give it meaning and purpose and joy in what you do, and take you to a purpose that is far greater than your occupation or your job or your success in it. God can give you spiritual purpose in life. Pursue God. Find out about God. Listen to Him. And why don't you say to Him, even here at the beginning of your journey, God, I want to know you. Would you reveal yourself to me? And I'm not just going to sit around. I'm going to go get a Bible, and I'm going to start to listen to you actively. Well, that's our theme this week. Active listening to God. Pursuing Him. Not being static, not just sitting, but pursuing God. I want to take you today to Proverbs chapter 30. And here in Proverbs 30, it says in verses 5 and 6, every word of God is tested. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Do not add to His words, lest He reprove you and you be proved a liar. When you listen to God, you need to listen submissively. He is God. You are not God. And when you approach His word, approach it with a submissive heart. Don't come to kind of change its message to suit you more, to something that you'd be more comfortable with. Listen in a way that says, God, whatever you have to say, I have the full intention of obeying you, of honoring you, of responding to what you say to me. Approach your quiet time with God, your time in His word, reading the Bible, with humility in your heart, ready to do whatever it is that God wants in your life. You remember when Jesus was there in the Garden of Gethsemane just before He was arrested and went to the cross, and He knew what was coming. He was really struggling with what was about to happen. You remember His prayer, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But even then, there was submission in His heart as He said, yet, not my will, but your will be done. It's not easy, but it's the only way you will ever find genuine peace and meaning in life and a sense of wholeness and completeness about life is when you are living life under the leadership of God the way you were always intended to live it. If you want to show God that you love Him and are committed to Him, you've got to be willing to follow Him as He leads you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.